Hamtramck, Michigan, just outside of Detroit, is a unique place because it's the only American city where the majority of residents are Muslim, and a majority of the city council members are too.
Allah.
It's a comfortable place to be an American Muslim, and that's why Ted Cruz's comments about patrolling and securing Muslim neighborhoods captured so much attention here.
I think it's the way he said it, a little... Kind of like scary to me.
You've all now heard Ted Cruz's comments. How many of you are angry with his comments? Raise your hand. Hands down, please. Are any of you accepting, okay with it? Raise your hand.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody.
The men in this mosque come from places like Yemen, Bangladesh, and Bosnia. But many have been here for decades. And they want people like Ted Cruz to know they consider themselves Americans first.
When you heard what Ted Cruz said, what was the first thing that went through your mind?
Well, I feel very bad, you know. It's not the right thing to say. This is America. Everybody has the right to live, you know, in equal opportunity.
It is a discrimination of a group, of a faith, and which is, nobody can support this one.
But many people certainly do, including some non-Muslims who live, work, and shop in the city.
Do you think Hamtramck is less safe because of all the Muslims who have moved here?
We don't have a proof to that yet. But do we have to wait for another Brussels and Paris to prove it?
The attacks in Brussels and Paris horrified everyone we talked to in Hamtramck, non-Muslim and Muslim. Hizam Hussein, an employee of the store, is from Yemen, but has been here in the U.S. for 26 years.
I want America to be safe because I live here, my family, I work. This is my country.
So if a new president wants police security patrols in Muslim neighborhoods, what would the non-Muslim police chief in Hamtramck do?
I think that's, to me, is racial profiling. It's ethnic profiling. It's something that our country has been working very hard to get away from, things that, you know, that they're not wanting to do in this country, and I don't think that that's something that we should support.
And the chief says she has no intention of abandoning her principles.
And I think we all need to stand together and take a strong stance against terrorism. But ousting a particular group or fighting against a particular group that happened to live in this country of a different faith is not the answer.